0870-150-539. If you want to have a chat to us, you want to email laurence.reed@bbc.co.uk. Now, we know about the strong winds and spring tides causing havoc to Cornwall. We've got more strong winds coming. It created quite a few problems. We heard from the Environment Agency, who's issued numerous warnings, and several businesses in St Ives have been flooded. Well, it's expected to get worse as the effects of climate change, and Cornwall Council are now inviting businesses to learn how to be more resilient to flood risk. In other words, how can you stop your house being flooded? Well, flood experts in Cornwall say that almost 1,500 people nationally are still displaced from their homes due to flood damage. Well, Lucy Isaacson is from Cornwall Community Flood Forum. She's been speaking to my producer, David Dixon.
Well, it's quite a significant problem because with the hottest sea surface temperatures ever, storms will become commonplace. You won't find a sceptic in the world to argue that point. And it'll be pure luck if we escape more stress testing this winter with flooding. So we've got quite an issue. Because of the lie of the land and the topography of Cornwall, when that rain comes, obviously it gathers really quickly. So we've got quite an issue to deal with.
And we even had flooding last week during the difficult weather and big storms. Is it households or businesses that you're concentrating on, or both?
Well, it is both. But what we do want to offer are some free workshops, free resources for businesses in Cornwall. And we're extremely lucky because we've won some funding from DEFRA to get businesses equipped for climate change and to learn about property flood resilience measures they can use to avoid major disruption.
And what sort of things will there, I guess, you know, flood boards and all that sort of stuff for businesses that are right next to the sea?
Yes.
What else is on offer?
They're invited to come along to 5 online workshops between September and next spring. They're spaced out so everyone can get on with their ordinary business. They've got quite a lot on at the moment, but this will be so that they can have one foot firmly on the climate flood risk break. And upon completion, they'll be ready to train others in their businesses. And they'll have a great insight to their flood risk and what it actually means, a bit more prepared for the future. And they will be able to then have a survey to understand what their business actually needs. And then hopefully by then, next spring, we should have access to grants, hopefully, to signpost them for funding the equipment as well. Things like Coverack and Boscastle, Lostwithiel 10 years ago, all those things are on the cards to increase by 500%, big heavy rainfall events.
Yeah.
Between now and the end of the century. So nobody's immune to this. And, you know, there's no vaccine for climate change. So we need to get ready.
Yeah. I spoke to a chip shop in St Ives that got flooded because of the big spring tides. And it was just a very simple problem. Their plug sockets were too low and they got wet. You know, simple things like that, I suppose, isn't it?
Exactly. And I hope they'll be first in the queue to take advantage of this. So some wonderful resilience officers at Cornwall Council applied for this fund over a year ago, knowing full well that the biggest gap is actually getting people to take a little bit of time, making it as easy as possible for them to get their businesses ready, because this is another stressor that they don't want to miss. And you know, the former governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, he said recently firms that align their business models to the transition to a net zero world will be rewarded handsomely. Those that fail to adapt will cease to exist. And I completely agree with that and think this is such a great opportunity. We're asking businesses to get in touch soon so that they can start next month.
And what's the best way to get in touch, Lucy?
If you get in touch with Molly from Cornwall Community Flood Forum, most people in Cornwall now have heard about Cornwall Community Flood Forum, which is great, and it's molly.flynn, F-L-Y-N-N, at cornwallrcc.org.uk.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? Something for nothing, it's free. Take advantage of it. How often do we get something offered free? And if you have been a victim of flooding, it may be too late to come on air now. Give me a call tomorrow, because the devastation it can cause to your mental well-being, apart from just your pocket, it can be absolutely immense. BBC Radio.